Again, Miss Greta Manning singing I've Got Joy.
Has come, but that's okay, 'cause I will hold my head up anyway. I can't allow those things to pressure me, for I have been given.
Wow, the joy of giving the Creator control of the lives that He owns anyway. Ours. Okay. Taking a look at what the Word is telling us, and I'm going to be sharing some information with you from word studies in the New Testament, as well as from the book of Revelation, a commentary on the Greek text when we get back there. Now listen to this. Priests. Kingdom describes the body of the redeemed collectively. Not the body, the physical body, but the whole group of us. Kingdom describes all of us collectively, the redeemed now. Priests indicates their individual position. And Peter observes the same distinction in the phrases living stones, plural, those are individuals, and a spiritual house, the body collectively, and combines both kings and priests in the term, the collective term, royal priesthood. Now, check this out. The priesthood of believers grows out of the priesthood of Christ. Let's take a look at some. Stay there. You know, keep your finger or bookmark or something there at 1 Peter chapter 2. But also, let's turn to Psalm. And take a look at chapter 110, Psalm 110. And let's look at verse 4, which gives us an idea of where this comes from, this priesthood. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. And he's referring here to the Lord Jesus. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The word you here is singular and is referring specifically to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, ultimately, that's where the priesthood evolves and not from Aaron. Ultimately. Look at Zechariah chapter 6. We're still in the Old Testament. Zechariah. Chapter 6. And this time, let's look at verse 13. It is he who will build the temple of the Lord, and he will be clothed with majesty, and will sit and rule on his throne, and he will be a priest on his throne, and there will be harmony between the two. Wow. Okay, now, in order for us to really grasp what he's sharing with us there, let's move up to verse 12. We're in the exact same book, exact same chapter, Zechariah chapter 6. But now let's start with verse 12. God is speaking to Joshua through the prophet. And this is what he says. He's going to be predicting something that's going to be taking place in the future. Verse 12, tell him, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Here is the man whose name is the Branch, with a capital B, the Branch. And he will branch out from his place and build the temple of the Lord. It is he, verse 13 says, who will build the temple of the Lord, and he will be clothed with majesty. The Branch, mentioned in verse 12, refers to Christ Jesus. He is called the Branch in several places in the Old Testament, including right here in Zechariah chapter 6. It is he who will build what? The temple of the Lord. And what do you expect to see? Who do you expect to see serving in a temple? Priests, including the high priest. But listen to this. Listen again. It is he, the Branch, who will build the temple of the Lord, and he will be clothed with majesty and will sit and rule on his throne. Who do you expect to see sitting on a throne and ruling? A king. But listen to this. He makes it clear. Verse 13 continues. And he will be a priest on his throne. And verse 13 concludes, and there will be harmony between the two. The two what? There will be harmony between his role as king and his role as priest. The same person will be serving as king and as priest, and he's referring to the Lord Jesus, the one from whom the priesthood of his followers is founded. And then you can read also Hebrews chapters 7 through 10, and you'll read a great bit of information about this priesthood of Christ. This dignity was promised to Israel on the condition of obedience and faithfulness to God. He said in Exodus chapter 19, verse 6, "You shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." A kingdom of priests. Think about a kingdom. You think about ruler and those being ruled. And remember, in Revelation chapter 1, what are we told about the people of God? He's made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve as God and Father. And as we go on, you're going to see more about the role that God's people will have as kings and priests, or I should say as rulers and priests. Rulers and priests. Keep that in mind now. And remember what he said in this phrase, royal priesthood. Peter is combining kings and priests into one term. In the kingdom of Christ, each individual is a priest. The priest's work is not limited to any order of the ministry. All may offer the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. All have direct access to the holiest through the blood of Jesus. All Christians, as priests, are to minister to one another and to plead for one another. Let's get some more insights on this in just a few minutes.